September 9, 1926. When Jesus speaks, he gives the good which his word encloses. In the divine will there will be neither slaves, nor rebels, nor laws, nor commands. I was thinking, how much power, how many goods are enclosed in the holy divine will. How everything is peace in it, everything is happiness, nor does one need commands in order to operate, but one's own nature feels so much strength of good within itself that it cannot help doing it. What happiness, to feel one's own nature converted into good, into sanctity, into strength. So, in the kingdom of the Supreme Will there will be no laws, but everything will be love, and one's nature will be converted into divine law, in such a way that, of its own, it will want to do what the Supreme Fiat wants it to do. Now, while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus, with his usual light, which he sent forth from his intelligence, told me, "My daughter, everything I have told you about my will has been gifts that I have given you. Knowledge is not enough, if one does not possess the good which that very knowledge contains. If it were not so, the knowledge would render you unhappy, because knowing a good and not possessing it is always a sorrow. More so, since I do not know how to leave things half done, but only fully complete. Therefore, first I dispose the soul, I expand her capacity, and then I give the knowledge together with the good it contains. And since the knowledges about my will are divine, this is why her nature remains endowed with the likeness of the divine nature and, more than a daughter, she does not wait for a command but, without being told, feels honored to do what her father wants. Laws and commands are for servants, for slaves, for rebels. In the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat there will be no servants, no slaves, no rebels, but one will be the will, that of God and that of the creature, and therefore one will be the life. This is also the reason why I am saying so much and so many things about my will, to abound in gifts, not only for you, but for any soul who wants to come to live in my kingdom, so that she may lack nothing, need nothing, but possess the source of goods within herself. I would not act as the God that I am, great, powerful, rich, magnanimous, if in having to constitute the kingdom of my will I did not endow those who must live in it with the prerogatives and qualities that my very will possesses. Even more, you must know that just as all things have come out of that single act of God, so must everything return to that single act, which is no succession of acts. But only one who leaves everything to live only of my will can return to that single act, because as the soul lives in it, everything she does converts into light, and her acts are naturally incorporated and identified with the eternal light of the Son of my will, and, as a consequence, they become one single act with the single act of it. On the other hand, in one who operates outside of it one can see, not light, but each of the materials that her work contains, which cannot be incorporated with the light of the single act of God, and therefore it will show immediately that it is not our thing, that it does not belong to us. So, anything which is not done by virtue of the divine fiat will not be recognized by God. Suppose you wanted to unite light and darkness, copper and gold, rocks and earth, would one not distinguish with clarity the light from the darkness, the copper from the gold, the rocks from the earth? And this, because these are materials, one different from the other. But if you united, altogether, light with light, darkness with darkness, gold with gold, you would not be able to distinguish nor separate the first light from the second, the first darkness from the second, the first mass of gold from the second. So it is with my will, what in itself does in the creature is light, and it is no wonder that it becomes incorporated in the single act of its eternal light. Therefore, in these times so stormy and with a vertiginous race in evil, I could not give greater grace than making known that I want to give the great gift of the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat. And as a confirmation of this, I am preparing it within you with so many knowledges and gifts, so that nothing may be lacking to the triumph of my will. Therefore, Be attentive on the deposit of this kingdom, which I am making in you. After this, I felt concerned because holy obedience had imposed on me not to neglect even one word of that which my sweet Jesus might say to me, while I easily leave them out because I am convinced that it is not necessary to write and to entrust to the paper certain intimate things, certain outpourings that Jesus makes to my poor soul, but that they should remain in the depths of the heart. So I was praying that he would give me the grace not to fail the obedience. And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, if the one who guides you and directs you gives you this obedience, it means that he has understood that it is I who speaks to you, as well as the value that even a single word of mine contains. My word is light, and is full of life, and one who possesses life can give it. More so, since my word contains the creative power, and therefore a single word of mine can create innumerable lives of grace, lives of love, lives of light, lives of my will within souls. You yourself will not be able to comprehend the long way that a single word of mine can cover. Those who have ears will listen. Those who have heart will be wounded. So, the one who guides you is right in giving you this obedience. Ah! You do not know how I assist him and remain around him while he reads my writings and yours about my will, so as to make him comprehend all the strength of the truths and of the great good contained in them. And he turns around my will, and by virtue of the light that he feels, he is sending you this obedience. Therefore, be attentive, and I will help you and facilitate that which seems difficult to you. You must know that my heart is swollen, it agonizes and sighs because I want to make known the kingdom of the supreme fiat, the great goods which are in it, and the great good which those who will possess it will receive. It is precisely in my heart that I keep it, and I feel my heart explode for I want to let it out. Don't you want, then, to give me this relief, so that, by letting it out, my heart may deflate, and so it will not have to agonize and sigh with sorrowful sighs anymore? And you will do this by making known what I manifest to you about my will, because when you do this, you give me the field in order to open the ways and prepare the place in which I must lay the kingdom of my will. And if you do not manifest what I say to you, you close these ways and my heart swells even more. Therefore, let me do, and you, follow me and do not be concerned,